God guides and keeps people who are close to him. The Holy Spirit guides and directs disciples of Jesus Christ. That's the principle. But look in Acts chapter 13, and we'll start at verse 13. So if you have a Bible, open it up. If you don't, there's one at the end of rows, and it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the first four Gospels, and then Acts. And chapter 13 is this guy Paul, and he's traveling around with Barnabas. And verse 13, we actually read last week, Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John left them and returned to Jerusalem. So there's a map. Thank you. So these guys, they go from Paphos in the island of Cyprus, and they sail north in the water to this place called Perga in Pamphylia. And John left them, and he returned to Jerusalem. So they had a teammate, and he bailed. Later on in the Bible, you hear Paul writing, and he said, John abandoned us. So maybe you start out and you have a team, and then partway through, you're missing a couple of people. God knows what that is. He's going to work things out. And verse 14, they went from Perga, and they came to Antioch in Pisidia. It's a little bit more north, but they traveled north, and they went to this place. It's also called Antioch in Pisidia, basically in Turkey. So, you know, there's the island of Cyprus in the middle, and above it is Turkey. So they went north, north, north. But you can see up in the top corner, if your eyes are really good, Antioch and Pisidia. The stuff that happens in the Bible, in the book of Acts, is happening in Syria and in Turkey. Did you know that? Or did you think everything was like Israel over there? So they're in Turkey, and God is doing stuff. And on the Sabbath day, they went to the synagogue, and they sat down. They go to church. They follow Jesus, and they still go to the synagogue, which is where people worship God. And they sat down. And after reading from the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message to them saying, brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it. So Paul stood up and motioning with his hand. And so they basically said, after the singing of the songs, right? And after somebody read from the Bible, they said, would you come up and speak? And so these guys walk up, and then Paul, he just says, and then he begins to speak in verse 16. Men of Israel and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm, he led them out of it. So verse 17 says, God picked Abraham, brought them to Egypt. They grew into 1.5 million people, and then God, with an uplifted arm, do you ever do that for your kids? Like, come here. You ever hang off it when you're a kid, and dad will hold you up on the muscle? God brought them out of Egypt. You love The Prince of Egypt by Disney, right? It's the book of Exodus in the Old Testament. He got them out of Egypt. Paul refers to it. Good job, Paul. Look what he says about those fantastic people, Israel. And for about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. So the Bible doesn't tell you their heroes are the only good guys and they never do anything wrong, like when you read, you know, Greek myths or something, you know? He says they put up with them. 40 years he put up with them. Everybody in Israel knows this. And so Paul is telling the truth. Then in verse 19, he says, after destroying seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. And then people who read Bibles have to say, does the Bible support genocide? What's up with destroying those people and giving it to these people? You have to answer these questions. You can't avoid it. The stories that the Bible tells about those people, the Canaanites, were like they sacrificed their own children to their gods. And the list is higher and higher of the things that they did, and God wiped them out off the map. And so how do you feel about the fact that, you know, the Allied powers invaded the Axis powers and the Nazis were stopped and the Holocaust was halted? Do you think that's a good idea? So Paul's telling the same story. God went to those people and he moved them out and he put them in. So he's telling the background story to Israel and he's saying, yeah, God picked our fathers, but he put up with them for 40 years. But yeah, he brought them into the land. And then it says all this took about 450 years. So that takes you in the Bible from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy into the book of Joshua. Do you read your Bible? Do you know these stories? Paul just referred to it in four sentences. And everybody else there is like, continue. I know the stories. And after that, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. That's the book of Judges. When everybody did what was right in their own eyes and didn't follow God. But they had these bosses who, whenever they got messed up, redirected them in the right direction toward God. But the cycle happens again and again. When you read the book of Judges, it's just, hey, this is great. Oh, I'm so fat, dumb, and happy. Ah, come on, we don't really need God. Oh, no, we have trouble. Oh, God, please help us. Oh, God delivered us. That's Judges again and again and again. And we do it in this world. Is it great or is it trouble brewing? That's how it goes. It's a news cycle for us. And then they asked for a king. Worst move. Did you read that and think, yeah, they asked for a king. Yeah, we need a king. No, worst move. God said, what do you need a king for? You have me. They asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin. For 40 years, he gave them a king. Trouble, messed up, fighting the Philistines, not winning, sometimes winning. And when he removed them, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, I found in David the son of Jesse, look at that line, a man after my heart who will do all my will. That's what matters to God. Everything that came before, Paul says, you know the history, you know you guys, and he picked you, but you're a pain in the neck, 40 years, and then you're a bunch of people who didn't follow him, we know judges, and then you asked for a king, and Saul, he sucked at that. There's no king that was good named Saul. And then he said, I found David. And this is what God said matters. And it matters about us here in this room. A person after my heart who will do all my will. And of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Jesus. And before his coming, John proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people in Israel. And as John was finishing his course, he said, what do you suppose that I am? They were like, are you the Messiah? What do you think I am? I'm not him. No, but behold, after me, one is coming, and the sandals of whose feet I'm not worthy to untie. I can't lace his boots, right? Now, Paul is still talking up in the front. You get to verse 26. He says, brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, because the Gentiles are included, right? Not just the Jewish people. We know that from the other stuff we read in the book of Acts. Paul says, brothers and everyone who fears God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him or understand the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath. Look at that. Just look at that line. The message of salvation to everyone in Jerusalem and their rulers, but they didn't recognize him or understand. We're here in church today. We don't want to be people who don't recognize and don't understand. We talked last week about prayer to be closer to God. We want to recognize him. We want to understand. Paul says, people didn't recognize or understand the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath. You know what he's saying? People didn't know their Bibles. People didn't know the story. They didn't know what the stuff they heard meant. People didn't understand what was going on in church, and they killed Jesus. They fulfilled them by condemning him. And though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, it says in verse 28, they asked Pilate to have him executed. And when they had carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and they laid him in a tomb. That's the bad news. That's the Good Friday stuff. Paul's Easter sermon here, he's gotten up to Good Friday. You guys started, you had a good go, but you blew it. But then God gave us Jesus, but then you blew it and you killed him. And so it's the hard news that's the gospel message, and we all know it. And then he says, verse 30, Easter, but God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus.